Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I am welcoming you to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It is my absolute privilege to be able to host this call with you this evening. OMG, already middle of August. What a year, 2014. Many of you on tonight's call are in the process of breaking through. Many of you have broken through, and I want to welcome all of you to tonight's call. I record this call. It will be available at the latest at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Wednesday following the Tuesday night call. I want to thank Sabrina Walker, who is an absolute fantastic asset to the Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated team, who is revolutionizing my new website, my internet marketing, and a fantastic person. She gets that call up very, very quickly. If you are a first-time caller to this call, I host this call each and every Tuesday. This call is recorded, available for podcast and download the following day by noon Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I will cover a few quick announcements, and I'll move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. This call is dedicated to all of you who are achievers and in the process of becoming a achiever. This call is also dedicated to every one of you who are recovering underachievers. So that will be the topic for tonight's call. In the interim, here are a few quick announcements. On September 6th, I will be in one of my favorite cities with one of my favorite people and many of my favorite people, the New Jersey, Pennsylvania crew. On September 6th, I will be at the Hilton Hotel at the Philadelphia Airport. I want to thank Joe Alonzo, Alexis, Joe DiBianca, and all my exceptional friends in the Philadelphia, New Jersey area who promote that event. That is consistently a standing room only event. I do have a larger room than I had at the last event where we had 180 people. September 20th, I'll be in Orlando, Florida for the very first time in 2014. I've consistently spoken in Orlando and never attracted the audiences that I always wanted to attract. This year, the game has changed. Alexis Romano is building a team in Central Florida. She and I are hosting an event on Saturday. There will also be an opportunity meeting for people who are in her culture on the evening before in her team. So it's going to be a fabulous event on Saturday, generic event on Saturday. So if you want to come to that event, it's going to be a rocking event. Every one of you on tonight's call should definitely be purchasing some of Alexis's products, alexisromano.com. She has a fantastic download that will give you, that is generic, that will assist any of you to organize, structure, and really assist you and empower you to run and operate your enterprise. AlexisRomano.com. You deserve to purchase that download. On September 27th, I'll be in Weehawken, New Jersey, also with Alexis and C.G. Siddons. On September 27th, that is a generic event, and that will also be a standing room only event. October 4th, for the first time in my career, I will be in beautiful Greenville, South Carolina. Jennifer Trinkner, Casey Pluff, and Bridget Bartley. That will be a fabulous event, October 4th. October 18th, Denver, Colorado. October 25th, Buffalo, New York. November 1st, Boston. November 1st, I will be in Boston, Massachusetts. November 15th, Philadelphia. November 22nd is an open date. I'm in the process of booking that. December 6th is an open date. And then December 11th, 12th, and 13th is my Breakthroughs to Success. And December 20th is Phoenix. So with that, I'm going to move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. But I want to pass this one last tip on to you. For those of you who would like to receive some of my content on download audio, I've produced over 20 audio series in my career. I have presently converted 6 of those audios to download. I call that my mastermind library. It is a collection of over 40 hours worth of what used to be CD content. You can now purchase it directly on download at goldenmastermind.com digital library. That's www.goldenmastermind.com/digital library. And for $197, you can receive over 40 hours of my audio content. Now, these are not my conference calls. These are studio quality content that I've recorded over a 18-year career, 197. With that, I'm going to move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Like I said, if you're a first-time caller on this call, welcome. The content that I'm going to share with you tonight is called Maximum Achievement. Now, for those of you who have underachieved at different times in your life or found yourself looking down the barrel of the wrong job, the wrong career, or if you've been undercompensated for your achievement, it is high probability it's had an effect on your emotional state. And if you grew up not good enough, no matter what you did wasn't good enough, you grew up in a situation that you were not recognized, it definitely will have an impact on your self-esteem. And if you desire to become an achiever, there's some certain skills, traits, habits that you must overcome. And there's also skills and habits that you must be able to master, and one of those habits is your emotional state, your mindset, your belief, and your inner knowing. The more you understand cause and effect, the less likely you are to repeat the same situation over and over to create the same result. Now, many of you have national conventions, international conventions, Super Saturdays, rallies, conventions, workshops to attend before the end of this year. And you want to be able to grace the stages of these events by walking across them because of your achievement. If you want recognition and you want the rewards, then you must become a producer and or an achiever. Now, if throughout the annals of your career, you have been conditioned to serve, give, and people please, well, there's many qualities in that that will give you some great skills. But if you want to become a producer and an achiever, there are certain situations that you have to let go of that keep you codependent and learn how to be much more independent. And your independence means that you don't require someone to tell you what to do. Now, if you are conditioned to be managed, and you are conditioned to have someone else tell you what to do, then it can hinder your ability to achieve. You have to understand that what you're doing is not difficult or hard, it is new. And the more you understand what you're doing is new, and you give yourself permission to succeed on a time frame and terms that are realistic, then there's a much higher probability that you'll stay in the long game long enough to become an achiever. But if you bring your low self-esteem, if you bring feelings that you're not worthy or you don't deserve to receive or achieve, that will hinder your ability to attract the type of people that you require to collaborate with in a leveraged business. There's two situations that you must learn when it comes to business. Your business operates on profit. You can only operate on credit and debt for so long. You can only get ready to get ready for so long. You must let go of some of your anxieties about future outcomes that really aren't applicable. One of the most overwhelming situations that most people engage and enter into is, what are my friends or family going to think about the industry or the company or the business that I have started? Well, here's what I'm going to tell you real quickly. Your friends and family are not going to be responsible for your results. But if you give power to power where it's not required, you will use that to disempower the power that you once had to be where you are. If you are ready to let go of that, here's what else I'm going to tell you. It's very interesting. Most of the people that you worry about that are going to give you advice, are going to criticize you, or going to put you down for what you are doing, you don't ever give them career advice, do you? You don't give them job advice. You don't tell them what they should be doing, do you? Well, why should you let them do the same to you? Why should you let what they feel about you bother you? I'll tell you why, because you're human. That's number one. But you must also understand, when you leave the herd mentality, some of the people in your circle of influence will actually be upset with you. Some of the people in your circle of influence will tell you to get real, grow up, stop chasing rainbows. They'll use terms like pyramid, those things don't work, and multiple other situations to dissuade you from your dreams. Now, many of you have encountered this, and many of you are overcoming this, but some of you on tonight's call are relatively new, and that kind of perceived criticism, that kind of behavior, that kind of talk that from people that you perceive to love you can hinder your ability to be able to move forward. You must let go of it, because here's what you have to understand. To be an achiever, you have to let go of people who aren't willing to do what you're willing to do. Many people are underachievers. Many people get compensated for what a job is worth. And if you want to get paid what you are worth in free enterprise, then it's important that you do this. You understand the cause that creates the effect. You understand why you do what you do. You have a better understanding of how you've been conditioned to accept what a job is worth, and then you don't get compensated for what you are worth. Many of you had professions where you achieved but got underpaid, and it became an identity. And if you're serious about becoming compensated for what the free market will bear, if you're serious about being able to live a good life, if you're absolutely serious and committed to change, then you'll stay in the game long enough to master an emotional state that will allow you to be in the game long enough to master the skills, habits, and mindset. Being an achiever is an identity. Being an underachiever is an identity. A large percent of society underachieves. Number one, they get overwhelmed. They get overwhelmed in their emotional state, intoxicated by a set of events that create a set of feelings that become an identity. Underachieving unequivocally is an identity. And many people don't give their best effort in a job because they realize they're not going to get compensated what they are worth. Many people on Wednesday are checked out. They wait till Friday. That can become an identity. If you know you're not going to get compensated what you're worth, it's very easy to be able to take sick days, take vacations. And you have this whole identity that, oh, I hate my job. Oh, I hate what I'm doing. When that becomes your identity and you bring that into free enterprise, well, that baggage comes with you. When you've underachieved your entire life, never gotten compensated what you are worth, then there's an incubation period that you must go through to become an achiever. Look back and reflect over annals of life and of time. Where were you an achiever? And here's a term you want to eliminate: overachieve. You can't overachieve. There's no such situation. You want to be an achiever. And if you want to be a really skilled achiever, you want to be able to maximize your potential so you can achieve maximum achievement. And no, there's no such thing as 100%, but the better you get with your emotional state, that's what's going to lead to changing your self-esteem, being lovable, being capable, being good enough, and realizing your right place at the right time, being able to recognize it. Take a look around you at the landscape of the companies or the circle of influence of the culture you are in. In network marketing and direct sales in 2014, people are achieving, there's the key word, people are achieving 4 and 5 figures a month faster than any time in the history of our industry that I have ever seen in my 30 years. You must be able to say, why not me? Why not now? And if you're sitting there with your hand in the air and not moving forward, saying, me, 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 no one's going to give you a handout. We will offer you a hand up, but you have to be able to step to the plate. To become an achiever, here's what you must master: your ability to set clearly defined short-term goals that are realistic. If you're in a company and you want to get recognized, rank advance. That's how you get recognized. If you want to win an award at your next company event, produce. You have to shut up and produce. What does that mean? It means you have to turn off your critical advisor. You have to turn off your anxiety that keeps you doing the same thing over and over. You have to stop whining. Not everyone ends up in the absolute perfect structured, perfect place, perfect mentor, ideal person to be in business with. I mean, it just happens. You have to let go of your anxiety about what you don't have, what you're not getting, who's not giving you the love, and you have to be able to buckle down and produce. That's how you achieve. You produce. And you learn the compounded effect. The compounded effect is not a theory, it's a reality. Compounded effect comes from results. Simple discipline, one day at a time, over a long career, broken down into one day, 1 week, 1 month, 90-day increments. I mean, this is simple. And the simpler you become, the less complicated you will be. But if you're complicated, you will stay an underachiever. If you're unorganized, not organized, if you're unorganized, undisciplined, not disciplined, there's a high probability you will stay an underachiever. You cannot wing it to success. This is unequivocally why you should be buying products from Susan Sly on Organize Your Life and Alexis Romano, two of the most organized women that I've ever had the privilege of being able to collaborate with. And I have found in my career of coaching over 9,000 clients, over 45,000 plus hours, that typically, now this is a generality, so put this in the what it's worth category, that the wealthiest people tend to be the most organized. Organization does not mean you're neurotically organized. But I'm not talking about having stacks and piles. And you say, well, I know where everything is. Well, that's great. But if you stay in an overwhelmed state, a lot of situations fall through the cracks. To be an achiever, you require a system. And if you don't have a system to succeed, you unequivocally have a system to fail. And when you set yourself up to failure, you create the biochemical feedback to fulfill those feelings of disappointment over and over. And if you keep asking yourself, why is this happening to me? Well, it's happening to you because it's an identity. To be able to become an achiever, you must be able to accept the identity of an achiever. You have to let go of your people-pleasing tendencies, what other people are going to think or feel about you. You have to let go of your scarcity mindset, your broke thoughts, your poverty consciousness. You have to learn to be and stay in a place called flow, i.e. prosperity or prospero. You have to be able to let go of statements like, I can't turn the engine off, I can't go to sleep at night, I can't turn my brain off. That's what keeps you overwhelmed. You cannot possibly achieve unless you learn how to rest, relax, create a different set of reflexes. Be in the flow, the hands-free zone. You have to be able to neutralize your anxiety and stay in the present. You have to be able to let go of anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings, the typical feelings that lead to an emotional state called addiction. One of the greatest tragedies in American pop culture happened yesterday when the great Robin Williams passed from this earth plane. I mean, I could completely identify and know what he went through. And I can understand why such a great talent was not able to overcome the addictions that kept him in his brokenness. He was an unequivocal great producer, a great achiever, but he's as human the rest of us. And I said a silent prayer for all of you who are in the same situation, who find yourself overwhelmed, addicted to an emotional state that keeps you unorganized, overwhelmed, and underachieving. Achieving is a discipline. You must be able to have the discipline of an achiever. Discipline means disciple of. Discipline doesn't mean it's rigid. And that's what many people, I can't do that. That's too rigid of a schedule. Well, take a look at how you wing it and ask yourself, how is winging it ever going to get me to the land of promise? The game of network marketing, direct sales, free enterprise, real estate investing, internet marketing requires marketing and sales skills, people skills, being able to develop and or create a culture one day at a time over a long career, systematically, methodically, and you have to be able to run a business. You can't run a business with an overwhelmed mindset. It just does not happen. You have to also, over a period of time, change your identity. And for me, I had to change my identity as an addict. I couldn't associate myself of being anything for an addict for a number of years. When I eventually got clean and sober over 27 years ago, I entered a process of recovery. So if you're on this phone tonight and you identify with being an underachiever, then you have to change that identity. And it's not an overnight process. It's a one-day-at-a-time situation. You have to be able to have this key word in your vocabulary. It better show up frequently. Patient. But when you say to yourself, I'm not a patient person, when you say to yourself, I don't understand these people, when you say these people drive me crazy, drive me nuts, I don't understand them, you better understand them because they're your teammates. They're going to be in your circle of influence. You better understand the 80-20 rule, that 20% of your production will come from 80% and 80% will come from 20%. 20% broken down into 20 is 4. 20% of 4 is 0.083. 20% of 0.083 is 1/20th of 1%. That's how small the law of few, the law of averages are, of people in America, Canada, and Australia are that have a net worth of $1 million. And you're right now in the right place at the right time, and you must develop the ability to recognize where you are, and that's a place called an opportunity. Opportunities are never lost. They're always seized by an achiever. And being an achiever is an identity. It starts with an affirmation, to state, to affirm. I am an achiever. You must let go of your identity as an underachiever, undercompensator, and someone who frequently gets disappointed. If you live in unresolved anger, that means that you get angry very easily. You fly off the handle. You want to get in the ring with someone. You want to kick someone's ass. You want to kick someone's keister. You want to prove someone wrong. That is a complete waste of your energy. To be a maximum achiever, you require maximum energy. energy. Maximum energy comes from letting go of anxiety. Anxiety robs you of your energy. Anytime you're in guilt and shame, that's the lowest transmutation of energy. You will send a mixed signal. When you come from abandonment and rejection, when you have anxiety about someone rejecting you, someone telling you no, someone giving you a hard time or any of those situations, that gives you the excuse to procrastinate. You cannot procrastinate and produce and achieve in the same identity. You have to let go of the anxiety about the outcomes that have not happened. It's a complete waste of your energy to try and predict what someone's going to do, be, or say when you haven't even encountered them. I encounter this frequently when I coach clients. I hear it. I coach 12 hours a day. 10 of my clients say the same situation. Doesn't matter what company, what vocation, what industry, a large percent of society wastes their time worrying about what their friends and family are going to think about them. Now, is that normal and natural? Absolutely. But it's not normal and natural for you to continue to hold on to it and then use it as your excuse to procrastinate. You must overcome these anxieties and, most importantly, the stories that keep you underachieving. To be a 330 hitter in baseball, you have to feel like one. To become a professional athlete, you have to practice a simple discipline, burning the midnight oil one day at a time over a long career. You have to understand the price must get paid. If the price does not get paid, you'll pay the pain of regret, tiptoeing quietly through life, arriving at your grave safely. How do you become an achiever? Well, you have to understand the skills that go with it. And what does achieving really mean? That's like beauty. You break it down, you determine, and you decide what achievement means. But I'll give you some context. Achievement should be compensation. That should be a component of it. It should be rank advancement. It should be other people in your circle of influence also achieve. And achieving meaning they accomplish, they accrue, they produce, they get compensated, they get rank advancement. That's what duplication is about. And you have to, if you're complicated, then you can't duplicate. If you're simple and you have simple discipline, the more simple that you are, the simpler that you can break it down, the more relaxed that you are, the more you learn to release what does not serve you, the more you stay present, the more you're available, then you can be able to be able to mentor people from that place. And you can tell a lot about people the first 10 seconds of their communication style. You can tell a lot about yourself and your own communication style. But if you get overwhelmed, can't articulate your feelings into words, that means you're complicated. If you grew up with passive-aggressive parents or passive-aggressive people in your circle of influence that you couldn't please, there's a high probability that you will end up an addicted explainer, explaining your way to your explanation. And if you have to tell stories without answering questions, that's complicated. You have to learn to be very simple. The power of word, word up. When you understand the power of word and words do not return void, words become your law, then you will begin to simplify your communication style. And time is your most valuable commodity. If you're going to have maximum achievement or become an achiever, then you have to have an equation with time and a result. But if it takes you a long time to do a lot of what you do, then there's a high probability you'll burn your most valuable commodity and end up disappointed. And you can't let people rob time from you. That means that you have to be able to qualify people for your time by the questions you ask. You also must have a dedicated amount of what your time is worth. What is an hour of your time worth? Well, if you're going to achieve $100,000 in a calendar year, well, here's what that means. It means that one day of your time, 7 days a week, is $300 a day. If you're going to break that down into 5 days, then that means a day of your time is going to be worth around $400 a day. So devote it wisely. If you want to achieve $1 million in a calendar year, that means that a day of your time is worth $3,000. So that means you also have to understand this. What do I get compensated for? The more you understand the numismatic law in which you get compensated for, you'll devote your energy where it's deserved, not needed. But you have to also understand that not everyone's going to succeed. Not everyone's going to show up. You also understand that there's going to be a certain percent of people that will set you up to disappoint them. You must learn to let these people go very quickly. You must also understand that people are highly predictable. And the more you understand their predictability, the less time you will waste on people who do not deserve your time. And you have to learn to let go of these people without feeling guilty. You have to learn to let go of these people without feeling like you're demeaning them. And you want to come across with dignity, class, character, and style. And you just have to learn that not everyone's ready and available. In the law of achievement means the law of the few. And only a few people are willing to do what's required to be able to stay in the game long enough to master the emotional, then the skills, to become successful. And you constantly look for those kinds of people. You train your inner ear to hear what's meant, not what's said. You hear what someone really means, not just what they say. It means that you can listen to people intuitively. It means that you can hear with that inner ear the dialogue that's really going on. You have to be able to let go of your anxiety about being pushy, offending someone, saying the wrong thing, making a mistake, or most importantly, getting into trouble. And if you are one of these people, if you're an addicted people pleaser, there's a high probability that you will do more for others than you'll ever do for yourself. Now, understand this. That's not a black and white issue. You are required in life and business to perform service. You're required in life and business to deliver value. But you also must understand that you're not responsible for other people's successes or failures. And this is a very key component that you must understand in business, that not everyone wins, not everyone's willing to win, not everyone shows up. And if you encounter people who have entitlement issues, well, you have to understand that they're setting themselves up to fail or they're setting you up to fail them, and you have to be able to disengage from that conversation or that relationship relatively quickly without feeling guilty about it. And the more you understand these principles, the law of the few, that only a few people are willing to do what others won't so they can have what others don't. And there's plenty of people to go around. There is no saturation. Your product, your service, your company, it's not going to saturate the market because the bottom consistently fills up in a geometric progression. It fills the bottom up and pushes it up to the middle. And the middle is where people, they start to create volume. And that volume is where rank advancement happens in all direct sales and network marketing and internet marketing companies. When you start to understand that and you start to attract qualified leads to your circle of influence, you start to have referral leads come to you, you start to brand and market, and people say, I don't know what you're doing, but I want to be a part of it. Well, that shows you that in your transformation, you're starting to create a different kind of dialogue with yourself that leads to achievement. To be able to achieve, you must overcome a couple of key emotional states that will tend to hinder most of the population. Guilt and shame is what leads to deserve issues. When you have been violated, abandoned, neglected, abused, that's what leads to your addictive emotional state. When you don't feel good enough, then you will feel guilty. When you feel uncomfortable asking, when you're not sure if you deserve, if you should receive, when you come from that type of mixed message, then you will send a mixed message to your prospects, and you'll get the very questions that you seek not to attract. So to become an achiever is a self-esteem issue. Self-esteem means how I feel about myself. Confidence and self-esteem are two distinct different energies. You can be confident but have no self-esteem. You can be confident on a job. You can be competent. You can get job training, job skills. You can be a skilled teacher, a skilled professor. You can be skilled at a job, but that doesn't mean you have self-esteem. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. So when you see a star that takes their life or someone who consistently relapses and crashes and the media then preys on them, I mean, that's what fame is. Fame is what other people give you for task well done, but self-esteem is what you give yourself for feeling good enough about yourself. And the more you understand you do not require anyone's permission to have self-esteem, you don't have to perform for self-esteem. I've seen people who've achieved lots of money and still had no self-esteem. They developed the skills to attract money and the skills to attract people, but they still weren't good enough, relapsed, and went back to rock bottom. It's a very frequent behavior as people go in through the outdoor of addiction. And the more you start to understand the cause that creates the effect of your addiction, and when you start to let go of white knuckling, which you hold on to, the more you understand why you stuff your feelings, the more you understand it's the perception of events that creates your emotional state that keeps you doing the same thing over and over that leads to these statements. I'm not sure if. I don't know if. And if you'll also listen, you'll hear a large percent of society use these three words over and over in their communication style. I don't know. I don't know becomes one word for many people as they end a sentence. They run them all together. I don't know. How are you doing? I'm having a great day. I don't know. Where'd you come from today? I came from Seattle. I don't know. Many people use that term at the end of their communication style to stay in a overwhelmed anxiety state. And it's amazing how many people do that. There's a large percent of the population also runs these two words together, frontwards and backward. Yeah, no, Y-E-A-H-N-O, and no, yeah, N-O, Y-E-A-H. Your brain doesn't separate fact and fiction. You must create clarity to become an achiever. What is it that you are capable of? I asked several of my clients today, do you understand what you're really capable of? Count the words. Do you really understand what you are capable of? 10 words. How serious are you about achieving? How serious are you about succeeding? How serious are you about starting a business? These are words that lead to achievement. When you lead with achievement-type questions, you attract people who are achievers. People who are achievers do this. People who are achievers are results-oriented. They focus on the solution. People who are underachievers typically focus on the problem. These are the kind of people who have excuses, reasons, validations, justifications, and reasons why they can't, shouldn't, won't, and cannot achieve. Saturday night, my flight got canceled from Columbia, South Carolina. I spent Saturday night from 5 o'clock until 10:30 in the Columbia, South Carolina airport. I found one person at the ticket counter that I could, to ensure promptness, that I would ask if he accepted tips. He accepted tips, and I was able to accomplish what I set out to get home at a set time the very next day. And while everyone else was whining, complaining, and bitching about what didn't happen, I got the very last room in Hilton, Columbia, South Carolina, because there was a major Little League baseball tournament going on that Saturday. Many people stayed in the airport. I achieved my goal. I got a room in a great hotel, the very last room. I got the last seat on the first flight out in the morning. I got the last seat on the connecting flight from Columbia, South Carolina to San Francisco, California. My bag didn't make it. It made it on the very next flight that came in at 12:22. I asked my limo driver if he'd be willing to wait another extra hour and a half, and I would compensate him for his time, and I was able to get home by 3 o'clock, which was my goal. That's what I achieved. Now, while everyone else in my circle of influence was losing their composure, calling the airline's name, one guy wanted to call the Better Business Bureau, I focused on the solution, and I was not always like that. I was like the rest of the herd much of my life, living in unresolved anger, saying, oh my God, I can't believe this. Who can I lose my composure on? Who can I yell at? This is preposterous. This is ridiculous. I can't believe this is happening to me. That is where I have come from. I have learned that kind of identity, that kind of energy, that kind of emotional state does not allow me to stay in the flow. That allows me to stay in conflict. When you have a conflict consciousness, meaning that you are connected to your anger, you're connected to being disappointed, you are addicted to those kinds of feelings, you'll attract people and situations to fulfill that emotional state, to stay in the same place over and over, underachieving. If you've consistently underachieved, it means you live in a lot of excuses. Now, is that your fault? Not necessarily. You may have been conditioned to behave that way, but it's definitely your responsibility to let go. Anyone on tonight's call can achieve at least $1,000 in a calendar month in any business that you are in 30, 60, 90 days. Anyone on tonight's call can achieve a five-figure calendar month in the next 6 months to 1 year. Anyone on tonight's call can become a six-figure income earner in the next 12 months. Anyone on tonight's call can become a seven-figure income earner in the next 24 to 36 months, provided this, you believe it. And when you come from a no state, a K-N-O-W, when you know that you know, then you will not be denied. When you're an achiever, you will do whatever is required to achieve your goals. When you start to insert achieve into your vocabulary, you become an achiever. But when you continue to reinforce that you're an underachiever, no one's giving you the love, no one's giving you the money, you're in the inside, upside down leg, no sponsors giving you a handout, you're not getting the breaks, you're not getting the award, then you'll continue to attract the same situation over and over to fulfill your feelings of low self-esteem to prove that you are an underachiever. A lot of this is about the way you've been conditioned to behave. If you had a set of people in your circle of influence that consistently reinforced that you were not good enough, you weren't good enough to, I coached someone today who said, you'll never find a man. I mean, what does that do to your self-esteem? You'll never find a man that will marry you. When you hear situations like that over and over, you're not smart enough to go to college. You'll never make it. You're too dumb. When you hear this kind of reinforcement over and over, it can have an impact on your emotional state. It can affect your self-esteem. And when you telegraph and bring a set of feelings that you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough, then you will continue to underachieve. So how do you change? By doing this, by even stating that I am a recovering underachiever. Acknowledge it. Get clear with it. Understand that you have been compensated what you are really worth in the free market. Many of you are noble strugglers, noble givers, and noble servers. And all of that has rewarded you in certain places. But if you seek financial reward, monetary reward, spiritual reward, emotional reward, there are certain situations you have to let go of to be able to move forward. Sometimes you have to let go of people who no longer are in your corner. Sometimes you have to let go of people who no longer serve you. You definitely have to let go of events that no longer serve you. How do I let go? I hear this question frequently. Letting go is an emotional state. Letting go is non-physical. Letting go is not linear. Letting go is a decision. Letting go is an emotional decision. Letting go is about letting go of people, events, and situations that no longer serve you. Letting go is about letting go of time that you waste and situations that you create. Letting go is letting go of the stories that you tell yourself that are never going to happen that keep you procrastinating. And when you begin to let go of those kinds of stories, you will begin to change your identity. If you want to be an achiever, you have to have dedicated time to achieving, blocks of time. Now, you may be in a situation right now where you're fitting your enterprises in between the cracks. And if you're doing that and achieving some results, that is good. But at some point, it's important that you have dedicated blocks of time to goal and results achievement. And if you don't have dedicated blocks of time, then you're going to wing it, and you cannot wing it to success. You have to be able to produce and lead and be able to attract people from that circle of influence. Producing and leading is what you get paid for. Producing, leading, and mentoring is what you get paid for. There are going to be certain people in your circle of influence that you can create a collaboration with. There are certain people in your circle of influence that you really connect with. There's going to be certain people that come into your team that you can mentor. There's going to be certain people in groups that you can create a mastermind with. And you have to be able to create this kind of camaraderie. That's what creates the compounded effect. The compounded effect is when 2 and 2 equals 16. That's when the sum is greater than whole of parts, i.e. a quantum leap. And if you want to go from where you are right now, whatever rank you are, whatever position you are, whatever star you are, to where you want to be in 12 months, well, factor this. And you want to be able to take people with you to some of the events. Events change people's lives. The more you understand that, the more you start to have people follow you, the higher the probability you'll be able to create that camaraderie. Achievement in a leveraged business is not about you. It's about being able to create a culture. You are part of the equation, but you're not all of the equation. You're responsible for your results, but you require other people who you can collaborate with, other people you can create the synergy, the synchronicity, the synchrodestiny, the compound effect, the quantum leap. That comes from you being feeling good enough that you can attract these kind of people. But when your self-talk says, oh, all my team has dropped off, when you focus on that, then that's what you continue to get. I never focused who dropped off. I never cared. Because if someone dropped off, big deal. I mean, they're replaceable. Everyone's replaceable. Now, that doesn't mean that you become insensitive to the situation, but here's what I also learned. It's easier to give birth than it is to resurrect the dead. Easier to give birth than to resurrect the dead. Now, that's context. I have called someone who dropped off. I've called someone who dropped out and encouraged them in an increment. But I didn't spend an hour on the phone begging them. Achievement is for achievers. Underachievers find ways to underachieve. The more you understand that, find people you have common goals with. Find people who have the juice, the DNA, the goods. Find people who actually have a reason bigger than their problems. And, you know, I have found many people from the bottom of life. I found people in the middle of life. I found people at the top of life. I mean, good people are everywhere. You only require two people right now, two people that you can create synergy with, two people. Where do you find them? Anywhere. You find them everywhere. You run ads. You hand out flyers. You ask for referrals. You go to meetup groups. You do post on Facebook. You do blogs. You do whatever is required to create qualified leads. You attract people to your circle of influence. You change the way you've been changing. You learn to ask clearly defined questions about the outcome you seek. You let go of your anxiety about the outcome. You change your self-talk. You stop telling yourself why you can't. You start telling yourself why you are. You begin to speak in present tense. You create a different kind of energy. Instead of sitting around trying to figure out why you're procrastinating, you start producing. When you let go of your anxieties, you start to attract a different type of person and situation to your reality. When you hold on to your anxieties, you attract people to fulfill your feelings of disappointment so you can justify being an underachiever. And, you know, your mommy and daddy aren't going to rescue you. If you want a hand up, then stop asking for a handout. I learned a long time ago, don't ask for what you don't have coming. If you want something, achieve it. And it's right there for you. If you want to pay off your debts and your bills, then get in the frickin' game. If you're overwhelmed in debt, then start to live in prosperity. When you continue to focus on your broke thoughts, your poverty consciousness, what you ain't got, what you don't have, what love you're not getting, then you'll continue to reinforce and attract the same situation over and over. Yeah, but. Eliminate those two words. Yeah, but. Eliminate your story. So many people tell stories. They want to drag you into their story. Yeah, but you don't understand my situation. I have children. I have a child who has special requirements. I understand that. You don't understand my situation. I haven't had a job for 3 months. You don't understand my situation. I do understand people who will ask you not to understand. They want to justify, validate, and explain to you why they can't, won't, shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't, and are unable to. When you're an achiever, you're not insensitive to people, but you understand that those type of people will never get themselves or you to the land of promise. And here's what's also awesome. Anyone who's an underachiever can become an achiever. Anyone who's in the tank can float to the top. Anyone who's at rock bottom can find their way to the middle. Anyone who's absolute destitute can end up a millionaire, because anyone can change. People who sit on the light bulb and keep it warm for a year or two sometimes become top achievers, because you never know what's going to spark their interest. You never know what's going to be able to be their breakthrough factor. You don't prejudge people, but you also better learn to read people. There's a difference between reading people in a high law of average versus judging people, because you just never know what's inside someone's heart. You never know when someone's going to come out of the box. You never know when someone's really going to reach their pinnacle point and break through. But here's what you learn to do. People are predictable. The more you understand people's predictable behaviors and patterns, the better you will become at reading the situation for what it is objectively. Objectivity means you're able to see a situation for what it is without an attachment. And it's easy to say, well, don't get attached to your teammates, your leads. Well, you're human. You're going to get attached occasionally. You're going to misread a situation for what it is and what it isn't. You're going to give someone special treatment, and they're not going to do what you think they're going to do. But learn to do it in isolated areas. Learn to move on and let go very quickly. Achievement, what is achievement? It really means being your best, not the best. Being the best is so overrated. It's a state you can never get to. Your best, you haven't even reached your best. Your best is when you really start to bring your goods to the table. Your best is when you give your best effort. Now, I can honestly tell you that 5, 6, 7 days a week, I bring my best. I bring my best. It's an absolute mindset to do that. It's not perfect. But my best is the best I have, and I can give my best without regret. Can you? I wasn't always like this. A large percent of my life, I was a victim. I was an addict and an alcoholic for 14 years. I was a dry drunk for about the next 10 years of my sobriety. I lived in a lot of unresolved anger for a large percent of my life. I was very undisciplined for a large percent of my life. But when given a second chance, I said, I'm going to live with no regrets. No regret, no surrender. When you start to understand that, when you come from I will not be denied, when you really realize what's at stake, when you realize what you're capable of, you'll start to bring a whole different level of energy. And not everyone is an overnight success. Not everyone arrives at the same time. You have to factor that there's an incubation period. And if you've been in this thing, if you've been in this business for 90 days, 6 months, or you got started in March and your pretty little pets are dropping off, well, there's a reason. You're unskilled, you're new, and you're undisciplined. It's not your fault, it's new. But at some point, you have to be accountable and take responsibility, i.e. the ability to respond. And if your mommy and daddy's taking care of you your whole life, if you've coasted through corporate America, well, there's a high probability you're not an achiever. If you've waited for a handout, you've been restructured, bought out, and those situations, and you've never really learned how to be an achiever, then you have to learn at some point. If you want to be a millionaire, millionaires, if you want to live a good life, if you want the compounded effect, if you want the leveraged income, if you want residual income, if you want to have assets, if you want to have automatic money that comes in online, well, you have to have the skills, habits, and mindset. Those do not happen overnight, but you must be willing to pay the price. That's the books you read, the CDs you listen to, the downloads, the podcasts, the events, the rallies, the conventions, the investment that you put into your time, your events, yourself. Those are all a compound of it. But the simple discipline is also required at this, AIC, your ass must be in the chair a percent of the time. What does that mean? It means a stationary place where you do business. It means that you're locked and loaded. You understand what you get paid for and you do it consistently over a period of time. It means that you're disciplined enough to get compensated for what you're worth. But if you're not disciplined and talk yourself out of it, then you'll continue to do the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. You must have a mindset about money that's conducive to attracting the people you can create it. Your if you want to be an achiever and get compensated for it, well, your dialogue with money has to be conducive to doing that. But if you think what you have is expensive, if you're uncertain that people are going to buy it, if you're worried they won't see the value, if you're worried about what your friends and family think, you can never, N-E-V-E-R, never become an achiever. When you're concerned with other people's feelings about what you're doing, you've set yourself up to fail before you ever start because you will procrastinate. You will get overwhelmed. Here's what, in my life, no one from my high school has ever joined me in a business. Not one single person that I ever went to college with has ever bought a product or joined a business. Not one person that I ever partied with, bent my elbow with, did shots with, and other strange behaviors in my 20s have ever joined me in a business. In my 30s, not one single person in the few times I ever had a commission job have ever joined me in a business. Now, there are some of you that have a great circle of influence. I'm just telling you, I found the people that I required by marketing, selling, asking for referrals, writing sales copy, learning how to create online campaigns, learning how to advertise, learning how to ask questions, and you can do the same thing over a long career, one day at a time over a long career. Anything worth accomplishing, worth achieving, is worth becoming an achiever. Anything worth owning and having an asset, you have to understand the discipline to acquire and create that type of achievement. And if you're going to become an achiever, it starts with this, asking questions. The fundamental formation and foundation of your enterprise are your communication skills, the way you speak and the way you write. But the way you speak to yourself and the way you write to yourself in your journal will also determine what you attract. If you have low self-esteem, low self-worth, don't think very highly of yourself, if you're undisciplined, overwhelmed, and unorganized, there's a high probability that you will attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your feelings of disappointment. But as you begin to change, as you let go, as you start to change the way you've been changing, as you start to become the person you deserve to be, as you start to get mentored and model yourself after other people, as you start to go to events, rallies, and conventions, as you start to sit in the front row and start to pay attention, listen, and then do this, bring practical application. Knowledge is not power. Applied knowledge into a result is what you get compensated for. You can go to an event or rally all day long, but you have to be able to take what you learn and turn it into a result. That is what you get compensated for. You should have dedicated time to reading. You should have dedicated time to producing. You should have dedicated time to exercise, dedicated time to family, dedicated time to spirituality. That means you have to be disciplined, organized. But if you have non-dedicated time to winging it, then you'll never get to the land of promise. Being an achiever is an identity. Being a top-tier achiever is being your best. Your best is going to come from letting go of anxieties that don't serve you, developing skills and habits of the vocation that you've chosen to become a professional in. You have to learn the inner game of the business. And very few people ever do this. They stand on the outside waiting for someone to show up. People don't show up because that's what you want. People show up because you become skilled at what you do. People show up because you become very skilled at branding yourself, writing sales copy, asking questions conducive to the outcome, understanding the inner game of business, the inner game. That's the Zen, the Z-E-N, you know, the yin and the yang. That's letting go of the angst so you can understand the inner game. The angst is when you sit around and start worrying and complaining and talking about what you ain't got, who's not giving you the love, why you're not rank advancing, why your team of pretty little pets aren't producing, why people are dropping off your auto ship. That's when you stay in your angst, your disappointment, your low self-esteem, your unresolved anger, your resentment. When you stay in that kind of energy, you're an underachiever because you can validate and justify why no one's giving you the love and no one's giving you the reward. If you're going to go to your company event and you want to grace the stage, then you must become an achiever. If you want to receive a trophy, a check, recognition, and the rewards, then you must become an achiever. You cannot receive any of that when you underachieve. Procrastination unequivocally is your thief of time. Procrastination is a thief of your energy, because when you procrastinate, you avoid the perceived pain to stay disappointed. When you begin to let go of that identity and become an achiever, then you will attract a few other achievers to your reality in a higher law of average. This is not a numbers game. It's not a numbers business. It's understanding the law of large numbers, respecting them, and then in the law of large numbers, being able to attract the law of the few. And it does not require a lot of producers in your enterprise to be able to create the compounded effect, the 4- and 5-figure monthly income that eventually could become the 6-figure monthly income over a period of time. I am watching people today in 2 years in network marketing and direct sales, in anywhere from 2 to 4 years, become 6-figure monthly income earners. Ask yourself this, why not me, why not now? I'll tell you why not for most people, because most people aren't willing to pay the price. They're not willing to devote the time and energy to become a professional. They're not willing to stay in the game long enough to learn the emotional and then physical discipline to become an achiever. My career in athletics started as a very small boy, shooting free throws on a 6-foot basket with one light in my parents' driveway. I eventually graduated going into the gym by myself so I could become a 92% free throw shooter. After 6 years of junior high school, 2 years of college, shooting free throws, I was a 92% free throw shooter because I had shot thousands of baskets and developed that discipline, that dexterity, that release, so that in big-time games I became a big-time player. If you want to be a big-time player and you want to be able to produce in showtime, then you got to show up one day at a time. And being an achiever is not as glamorous as it looks. The rewards are the glamour. But you see the glory, but here's the real story. The real story is simple discipline one day at a time. You know, people say to me, they misread me, go, oh, all you do is work, you're a workaholic. No, that's not correct. I own a business, I have clients that pay me, I serve as my clients, I make commitments to my clients, I tell them when I can serve them, and I follow through on it. When your word is your law, you will absolutely deliver. Service, production, and value must all come together to create the compensation. That's how you create a culture. The culture you create will be a direct reflection of the feelings that you feel about yourself. You cannot attract the type of culture you require with low self-esteem, self-talk that doesn't serve you, continuing to do the same thing over and over, and then being and staying disappointed, expecting some mythical, magical success fairy to come in, touch you on your head, and go, boop, you are anointed. You'll get anointed. You'll get recognized for production. You don't get anointed for sitting on your ass doing nothing. You got to get in the game. You have to have, at some point, you have to sit down and have a talk with self. And you have to say, look, chief, that's your ego. Look, chief, I'm firing you. Look, chief, I'm so done with you. Look, chief, out of here. Look, chief, I no longer require your services. When you turn off your critical advisor, when you start to love yourself for who you're becoming, not what you once did, when you forgive yourself for past events, when you forgive other people for their transgressions, when you let go of situations that no longer serve you, you're in a whole different hands-free state. When you don't give power and energy to what does not serve you, when you let go of people who criticize you, when you stop worrying about someone else is going to think when they haven't even thought anything, then you are free. You are. Then you can say, I am me, I am free. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. This call is officially a call. It will be available for download on podcast tomorrow at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I look forward to connecting with many of you in San Diego, California on Friday, August 22nd. I'll be speaking in many different cities in the next several months. This call is officially a call. Thank you very much and have an absolute fantastic evening. Good night, everyone.